or not Christian. And it's just on and on and on and on. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Political correctness is nothing more than lying. That's all it is. Political correctness is having been bullied into a position where you do not say what you think. And I ain't gonna live like that. Right Wing Watch and one of those others, they were after me again yesterday because I said I went full, what did they say, full racist or something like that, because I was talking about, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Listen, folks, when I talk about people who are white and when I talk about people who are black, I ain't racist. I'm taking the facts and I'm applying the facts. All right. Now, if you want to cower and you want to pull back and you want to deny science, if you want to do fake science, that's okay. You can do that all you want to. But I'm going to take the truth and I'm going to lay it out there on the truth. And I don't care. You don't have to watch this. I get it all the time. People come on my Facebook page. They come on to the bottom of these things and they say stuff. Well, hey, dude, turn something else on. All right. It doesn't matter. Only the truth that's going to set you free. And I was thinking this morning before I came on the air, thank God for Rick Wiles. Man, he's doing some stuff. Thank God for Hagman and Hagman Report and Dave Hodges and Josh Tolley. And I could go on and on with people that the alternative media, folks, we have become, you listen, we are the mainstream media. That term mainstream media, there ain't even a mainstream anymore. That doesn't make sense. Anybody that's watching corporate media, let's call it corporate media. Anybody who's watching that's just, they're just thinking brain dead. And when they continue to tell us that it is the mainstream media, it isn't the mainstream media. This is, the internet is the mainstream media. I don't know about you. This is where I go to get all of my information. All of it. I find it on the internet. You think I'm going to turn on the TV and have those corporate controlled people tell me what I'm supposed to believe and what's really going on? I ain't going to live like that anymore. And there's a real battle going on and a real, real fight going on to try to shut down. They call it alternative voices. They call it the alt-right, the alt-media. It ain't the alt. We are it, man. We're it. I wrote today at newswithviews.com. I don't have a chance to pull it up here and talk about it, but I'm telling you this. I just feel this one in my gut. You better buckle up. And by that, I mean this whole Russiagate, pedo-gate, corporate gate, corrupt gate, it's coming down. I mean, it's coming apart. And I'll tell you why I think.
Dave.
I'm sorry,
buddy. Man, yesterday it hit me hard. Now, we've been warned. Now, you guys know with all this stuff that's coming down, what happens when people kind of get backed in a corner and stuff? They get a little more desperate. I think that's where you're headed, right?
That's where I'm headed.
I had a thing. I mean, it hit me with all the places. If you've known about the guy that got stopped in Wyoming, they had over 100 locations in which they were going to try to do. They were soft targets, schools and malls that they could hit and do these active shooter things. But it hit me yesterday, just came in, it said grocery stores. That was put on me, grocery stores. So be careful when you go out. So beware and be aware.
Beware and be aware, because this is exactly where I'm heading. This is what, see, folks, I want you to get this, to understand this. More and more people are beginning to awaken. They don't understand the big picture yet. But one thing that has happened, see, Donald Trump is not a Republican. And if you watch the media continues to try to tell us how the midterm elections are going to go, yada, 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 the Republicans, the Democrats, and back and forth. See, they're still stuck in a paradigm that's not true anymore. Donald Trump is not a Republican. And people who are identifying with Donald Trump may be Republicans, but they understand Donald Trump's not a Republican. Am I making sense to you? See, there's a huge, huge shift that's taking place. That's why they're upset about Kanye West, and that's why they're upset about, that Candace Owen. That's why they're upset about Silk, and I can never remember them, Diamond and Silk.
Diamond and Silk.
Because, see, they are breaking the paradigm. They're breaking the hold of the mainstream media, who's not the mainstream media anymore. They're terribly, terribly concerned about it. Average people are waking up. I wrote in my commentary today that's posted at newswithhughes.com. It goes back to I knew 10 days before the election that something was amiss when I went and visited with my brother, my dyed-in-the-wool Union Democrat brother, Dan, went over and sat 10 days before election last year, 10 days. And I just walked in and started conversation. He always has MSNBC on. He had MSNBC on. And I said, hey, Dan, who are you voting for? I know who he's voting for. He ain't ever voted for anything but a Democrat in his life. Ever. Ever. Union Democrat. He didn't know why he votes. He votes Democrat because the unions said it. Believed all that stuff. Dan, who are you voting for? He said, Trump. I about fell over with a heart attack. So what? Trump? So Dan, you ain't never voted for a Republican in your life. What are you talking about? He said, Trump ain't no Republican. Boom. Mic drop. There it was. He saw it on his own. Saw it on his own. The Republican Democrat, the fake thing that's going on in the government. When in fact, they're all one big party on top. That's all one big party. We have to see this. We have to get away from the two-party system. Donald Trump is not a Republican. And you know, one of the things that's really, really hurting so badly, it breaks my heart. I still see some of my never Trump friends who will not admit that was one of the best things that ever happened to us, was Trump being elected president. Not that he's, hey, it may end badly. It may end badly. But where would we be today in regards to the deep state? Think of everything that's been exposed in the last year. Where would we be today if Hillary Clinton had been elected president? We wouldn't know any of this stuff. Donald Trump was a gift from God. Now, I'm not saying he was a righteous man. None of that. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But something happened. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here wearing red, white, and blue here on Memorial Day weekend coming up, as sure as I'm sitting here, I'm telling you this. The other side is peeing their pants. Because the other side is the deep state. And folks, if the deep state has the ability to do what they've done in regards to, they just created a crime with Trump. They just created one. And that investigation has continued on for how long now? And it's still continuing on, and they're losing every day, every day. And as Chad said, they are cornered and they are desperate, and they are going to do anything they can. If you don't think they can do false flags, if you don't think they have, as Russ Dizdar would say, MK Ultra shooters out there, if you don't think, wow, you better buckle up. Better buckle up. Because, you know, as I was saying, all the polls say that, well, the Republicans are not doing well in the coming up midterms. Folks, people ain't voting Republican anymore. That ain't even what it's about. And I don't know if you've noticed some of these new guys that are running, they're calling themselves Trump supporters. They're going to advance the Trump agenda. Hey, guys, that ain't Republican. We already saw that, right? We already saw that during the Obamacare and during the budget and during the Republicans ain't Republicans. They're not Republicans. Republicans are against Trump. There's something really, really, I called it a landslide. By landslide, I'm not talking about voting and politics. I'm talking about there's a real shift to the ground that's taking. Look around at all the volcanoes and all the earthquakes and everything that's going on. It's just kind of a natural reflection of what's going on in the spirit. At least that's what I see. You gotta buckle up, man. Gotta buckle up. And Chad is so right. What's that line, Chad? Beware and be aware. Beware and be aware. And I'm gonna ask you this.
Yeah.
If your child or your grandchild was going to be the next one killed at a school shooting, will you be able to ever look yourself in the eye again? Look yourself in the mirror and say, what the hell was I doing putting him in that school? I knew better. These are soft targets. Hey, Chad, what are soft targets? When you hear somebody say that's a soft target, what does that mean from a law enforcement standpoint, Chad?
It's basically somewhere that it's usually a gun-free zone, but it's a place where there's very limited security and there's very limited. You'll notice too that these shootings happen in, well, some of them happened in high schools, but most of them happened in the smaller schools because those kids aren't, you know, a football player might be 6'2" now at high school and he might be able to do something to that guy. So they'll go into a place where they have the least amount of resistance.
Soft meaning, boy, he's soft. Easy, no pushback, right? That's a soft target. Grocery stores, soft targets. Schools, soft targets. Hospitals, soft targets. Malls, soft targets. That's what we're talking about. And I believe that's where the problems are going to begin to appear more and more and more and more. Soft targets. Soft targets. Yeah.
The thing that bothers me also is we have the answer. All you have to do is look at what Israel has done.
Yeah.
Stop them, and we will not entertain that. The answer and solution is right in front of us.
Well, we're entertaining it here in our state. Our lieutenant governor is—that's what he's pushing. He's pushing the teachers to be trained and armed and going. But you know, the problem is you have 70% of the school districts vote blue. So that they're opposed to that. They're just psychologically opposed to that because of the unions.
Right, right. So listen, folks, I want you to think about this. My mind's constantly racing. When's the last terror attack we had? Remember, it was Muslim, 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 Muslim. When's the last Muslim terrorist attack we've seen in America? Now all of a sudden Now they're teenage boys. Now all the focus on all the shooting have been teenage boys or some old guy with a cache of guns in Las Vegas. What's happened to the Muslim attacks, huh? Oh, boy, they keep moving the target. The men behind the curtain are really good. Hey, David Hawkins, hang on, man. Look, I got hair. Yeah, I got hair. I'll put it on. We're watching an organized coup in the United States of America by the deep state. And some people can't even recognize it. They don't even see what's going on. And they call guys like me tinfoil hats. Thank God for Rick Wiles. Thank God for Doug and Joe Hagman. Thank God for John Robertson. Thank God for Josh Tolley. Thank God for these people that are out there, the real mainstream media. We're it, baby. We're the mainstream.
You want to know something else, Coach? The Muslims are sitting out there saying, praise Allah for the school shootings because they're providing cover for our activity.
Larry, we could go. I don't want to get bogged down on it, but this is all over me this morning, okay? It's all over me. And see, here's what I think in my heart. I don't want this to be so. We are in the process in the next month. That's not thus saith the Lord, okay? That's thus saith the coach, and I approve this message. In the next month, we're going to see something so cataclysmic hit. They're going to have to. When these names start coming out, when we see that now it's up over 60 elected officials are not seeking office. Not seeking re-election. They know what's coming out, see? They know. You see, Brennan, how can you continue to go out there and lie like that? How can you? When's the last time you heard from James Comey, by the way? I guess he tweeted yesterday. They know what they did. They know what's coming down. All the elected officials, they know what's coming down. The elected officials know it's not Republican against Democrat. They all know that. They all know that. We don't get it. We're starting to get it now. We're starting to wake up. We're starting to understand. And all this divide and conquer that they've been doing to us, and, you know, certain issues, all the abortion issue and the free speech issue and the women's issue and the religious liberty and all these issues out there. They use every one of these issues to divide and conquer. See, I'm going to vote Democrat because of this issue, and I'm going to vote Republican because of this issue. You mean to tell me you agree with every issue of the Democrat Party? You agree with every issue of the Republican Party? I don't. I'm awake, man. I ain't putting that hat back on. Yeah, Vinny.
Hey, so this is the slave master's trick. Have you ever heard about how they kept the slaves all divided and not to rise up against the damn slave master? This is what it was. You know, it's the same.
Well, we don't want to admit that we're slave masters. That's why we're talking yesterday and a little bit today. We're going to talk about money, because money is the greatest way to control anybody. I don't care who you are, you control them with money. You want your teenage son's giving you a hard time? Cut off the money. Right? It's that basic. It is that basic, man. Cut off the money. But so we look at our schools are out of control, and we keep voting for levies. Cut out the money. We get sick and tired of them promoting the homo agenda in our schools. Cut out the money. No, we don't do it. Money controls everything. You ever heard this? Follow the money. Follow the money. So if the government wants to control us, hey, follow the money. Why is this so hard for us to understand? Why is the church on the side of the government? How did that happen? When the government said to the church, "We're separated, boys. You guys ain't got any voice in here anymore." Why do we continue to support the government? Why did we continue to support the government? Does anybody have an answer for me?
Hey, Coach.
George.
You know, I had some time yesterday. I just got thinking, and this thought came to me, and it's a saying, but I think it applies to what you're saying. The path of least resistance makes rivers and men crooked. And I think that's human nature. It's fallen human nature that we all, without the power of Christ and submitting to him, will choose the path of least resistance. And that's laziness. That's apathy. Mm-hmm. And we allow Satan to rule by default when we are apathetic.
Amen, George. Hang on a second, Kevin. Here's one of the things I'm trying to do. I'm trying to line up as many people as possible to pee on my grave when I'm in the ground. That's what I'm trying to line up. I'm trying to line them up, baby. I'm looking for some enemies. I'm trying to make some enemies. I'm tired of going along to get along here. I want some people to hate me. You understand that? I want some people to hate me. Go ahead, Kevin.
Amen.
It's as simple as right and wrong. And that's what it's come down to. It's as simple as right and wrong. And it's wonderful to see. I don't know if you guys got to hear that speech or got to see any of the text about the speech that Donald Trump said the other day when he said he wasn't going to fund Planned Parenthood, that $280 million. That was actually a pretty good speech. Planned Parenthood, I will let you have that money if you're going to use it for the right purposes, but you're not going to use it for abortion anymore. And that's just, that's a start of trying to turn this monstrous ship of evil that we got around.
It's guys like you are the problems, Kevin. Don't you know that he grabbed women's peas? Don't you know that?
That's right. That's right. And I don't mind being a problem. If I piss off somebody enough that...
He had strip clubs, Kevin. Don't you know that? So, well, he's doing great things. I don't care. He grabbed women's peas. I mean,
I had strip club buddies. So, okay. I my best friend was a strip club owner. So,
I've been to strip clubs. Sorry, Michelle. Sorry, Michelle. I've been there since I've been saved. I've been to strip clubs. I did a lot of things before I was saved. See, I've told people
thrown up. He is without sin, cast the first stone.
Well, it ain't even that, Chad. I'm with you on that. I didn't mean to say that. It sounded rude. Here's the point. I said the whole time, this whole Trump thing, when I got on the Trump train early, I said, here's who Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is a pragmatist. He paid off every politician. because he had a goal. He was going to build a business, or he wanted this hotel built, or he wanted this road cut this way. So he threw money around to everybody, and he didn't care anything about anything except making him some money and building his business. He didn't care. But when he ran for office for the first time in his life, he had to take some positions. He could no longer be on both sides of an issue. He had to choose positions. And I'm going to ask you something right now. When you look at Donald Trump today, is he conservative? Boys and girls, he is more conservative than George W. Bush ever hoped to have been. Ever hoped to. Because why? Some of it's pragmatism to win the election, certainly. But you know what? In his heart, those are the kind of things I think he really believes in. Look at his own family. He's a family man. Say what you want to about his kids. Man, they seem to be okay. They seem to be married, kids. They seem to be okay.
Coach, can I mention something about Ivanka the other day?
Yeah.
Okay, so remember the big deal in Jerusalem, right? Jared Kushner goes down. He ignores Ivanka and goes over to BB and his wife. He snubs her. All Ivanka was to Jared Kushner was a stepping stone. I hope Trump realized that now.
Well, it is what it is. I didn't elect Jared Kushner. I didn't elect him.
I know.
Hey, I don't want to get buried in politics. I'm just telling you, there are some things, all of this volcano, all of this earthquake, guys, it's a spiritual something going on. There's a seismic shift going on in America. They know it. And I'm warning you, I don't know if they're going to let it come to fruition. Okay on that? Boy, he sure loves Trump. Oh, my goodness. If you know, you can't see it. I can't make you see it. I can't. I got a couple good things I got to show you here today. Oh, my goodness.
Coach, to me, Donald Trump is the true libertarian. And the libertarian is the person that seeks liberty. And when you seek liberty, you find Jesus Christ. There is liberty in Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 I believe he's heading that way. I don't know if he's there yet or not. I don't know. I'm not one of these guys going to say, well, he said the sinner's prayer, he's born again. I don't know that. I don't know that one way or another. All I know is most of what he's doing kind of lines up with my beliefs. Most of it. Thank God we don't have George Bush in there. Yes.
Coach, you know, we're saying what we're talking about this morning, in my opinion, we're at the point of no return. I talked to my wife about this last night. Moving forward, we cannot go back. The door, the Pandora's box has been open with what Trump and the powers to be have been doing. And so we have to cut off the enemy or there will be hell to pay. There's no neutral ground anymore. So, folks, you better get engaged. You better start doing something to better this nation, better the kingdom.
All right. Hey, Coach, let me say this. Okay. Let's say President Trump, let's say he hangs in there for this 4 years, and let's say he hangs in four more.
You're breaking up, Chad.
Then what happens?
I changed hats.
Who's next?
Right on, Chad.
Chad, no, we didn't hear any of that, Chad. Say it again.
I heard it.
I didn't hear it. It's on my end. I'm sorry.
Okay, my thought is, okay, Trump does 8 years. Who's next? Who's going to carry that torch forward after this?
Who's
going to be?
Where
are we going to be? See, we need to quit waiting for him to do it all.
Yes!
Hey, absolutely, Chad. You know, here's a perfect opportunity to interject some common sense. About the future and about prayer. Because Chad's question, you know, in the Bible, it tells us that some of those oppressors of Israel, God put them in position to oppress Israel. God gave them the wherewithal and God put Israel under their thumb and God did it. And you know what? So whether or not Trump was a stellar Christian before he got elected or not is not the point. If you believe that Jesus, who taught us to pray for God's will to be done, if you believe God answers prayer, and there's true Christians praying the way Jesus taught us to, then you have to believe that it was God's will that Trump be sitting in that seat right now.
Well, that's right, Larry. And you know what? See, we got to be really careful. We got to really be careful thinking we know what God's doing, right? Because I remember Flip Benham, remember it well, Flip Benham preaching a sermon, Hillary Clinton is God's man. I remember it vividly. In other words, God used even Hillary Clinton, God's man. God doesn't play like we play. His ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And he can move. The heart of the king is water in the hand of the Lord. He moves them wherever he wants to. And when we get to the point where we think, I'm not critical of this, Larry, I'm just trying to make a point here, that just because something shows up, it's a result of prayer. It could be, but that probably wasn't what you were praying for. A lot of times when you pray to the Lord and he answers the prayer, it ain't in the way that you prayed it. It isn't in the way that you expected it. Do you understand? And the purpose of our prayers is not to move the heart of God, but to get the will of God, to help the will of God get through. That is, you say, well, coach, he's God. He can do anything. Yes, I understand that. We don't understand the spiritual. We don't understand the spiritual war. We don't understand that there are things that are trying to block the,
Couldn't have said it better myself, Coach. Yep. Praying is not for what we want God to do.
Yep.
Praying is for us accepting and trusting what God does.
And if we do not arise now, church, the greatest judgment of God is at our door. I'm telling you, if we miss this opportunity.
I just wanted to say, too, Dave, just because God can do anything doesn't mean he will.
Chad, it's like
save us. Why would he save us?
It's like my buddy. It's like my buddy, Pastor Tom Gale, always told me, God's in control of everything, but he doesn't control everything. He's not a micromanager. He's not a control freak. He's ultimately in control, but he doesn't control everything.
Hey, can I add a little scripture here?
Yeah, we could use some.
I'm looking at Matthew 10. And I'm tired of reading this and people not buying it, because this is what Jesus said. 34, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. He clearly has told us he is not here for peace. I have come to bring a sword. Then I'll go to Matthew 24.
Wait a minute, Roger. Hey, Roger. You know why he brought a sword? Because he didn't have an AR. The sword was the gun of its day, right?
The next time I hear this verse, we ought to take this to heart, because people are going to turn on us who we are sitting at in the pew. How about Matthew 24? At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Many people. This is in my red line, wimpy Bible. I can only imagine what King James says.
Amen. So listen, I'm building an enemies list, okay? I ain't here to please everybody. And I'm going to tell you this. I ain't here to please you just because you say you're a Christian. I'm sorry, man. I'm through with that. I'm through with it. We are at war. We're at war. And if God be for us, who can be against us? But I'm going to tell you something. God ain't going to fight no compromised war for you. God ain't in this business of what do they call that? Incrementalism? Huh? Oh, well, we'll let him teach. We'll let him teach sodomy to sixth graders, but not third. No, not third graders. Kindergartner, but not preschoolers. God ain't into that stuff, see? He ain't into that.
And hey, Coach.
That's how we've tried to fight. Yeah, Dale, good to hear you.
Hey, brother. Listen, brother. We read the example when the man of the Lord told David, don't count your men, and we see what happened, what one angel did. But to bring that into present term, and I've shared this before, you know, we want to pray, oh, Lord, please stop abortion. Look, when the Lord sent Katrina, brother, that meant cleansing, and it shut down every abortion clinic in the state of Louisiana. And everybody says, oh, that's a coincidence. Yes. But then all of a sudden, Beaumont, Texas said, look, if you want to have an abortion, and you were in New Orleans, come on over here. We'll do it for free. And God sent not Wilma, but the other storm sent
Rita,
the other storm,
Rita,
and bullseyed Beaumont, Texas, and that means protector. And then the sodomites said, well, because it shut down the Southern Decadence, New Orleans, we'll have a parade down here in the Keys. And God sent Wilma down in the Florida Keys and put 4 feet of water in there. He's like the Verizon man. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear God's me now? That's why June 15th and 16th, we're going to deliver a message too. We're going to go. We're going to be Hurricane Salt and Light. That's what we're going to be. And we're going to go out and we're going to push back against some of this darkness. Talk is cheap. It's cheap.
We Amen, have to
do,
Coach.
We have to do something, and the window is closing on us. The window is closing on us. Hey, guys, I get some emails that I don't share with you. Things that could scare you if you let it. But I remember what Russ Dizdar said. He says, Coach, I'm in the Lord's hands. The Lord takes his hands off of protection off of me and anything I can do about it. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to go down fighting. Rather, I don't want to spend the last 10 years of my life in some stinking nursing home wondering what I should have done. I'd rather rot away in jail than in a nursing home. Truth be told, if it's for a righteous reason. No, I don't want to go to jail. No, I don't have a death wish. Okay, let me, golly, we're halfway done. I mean, okay, it doesn't matter. Hey, Jared, let me show you. I'm going to show you something. Lord, what order do I show these? Okay, good. Jared, let's show, go to stuff, and it says created equal. Created equal. Now, for those of you who are listening and cannot see, I'm sorry. I'm going to explain what this is going to be. First of all, God bless Mark Harrington and created equal. You guys get a chance, go to that website, createdequal.org. I think he changed it to .org. Mark's a great friend of mine, great lawyer for the unborn. He has the organization Created Equal. That's who Lexi, everybody knows Lexi. Lexi Hall is going to go and be a justice ride with Mark's group. He's after the young kids. They do unbelievably great work. Mark has a lot of enemies in the pro-life movement because he shows the signs. He takes the big jumbo Trons and sets them up at parades and shows people what aborted babies look like. Mark's one of the really good guys. And they posted that. Here's what you're going to find. It happened right here in Columbus, Ohio. This video is about 3 minutes long, I think. Maybe a woman. I'm saying this for the people who can't see this. Okay. I want you to listen. A woman who gave birth to premature twins. Right here in Columbus, Ohio, Riverside Hospital. Gave birth to babies at 22.5 weeks. 22 and a half, how's that? 22.5. I just thought about that. I can't, 0.5. How can that be? 22 weeks and 5 days. Maybe that's what it was. She gave birth to twins. We have video of it, of these preemie babies. And Riverside Hospital in Columbus, Ohio did nothing to save the babies. One lived 2.5 hours, breathing on its own, 2.5 hours. You're going to see the mother holding the babies, these little preemies, asking, won't somebody help me? Somebody help save my babies? Yes.
I have a friend here. He had two twins born at 20 weeks, and they're 5 and 6 years old now, and they're awesome.
See, you know what? You know what? I hate to talk about this, the politics in the hospitals, right? Well, you can't be saving those young babies. You're saving those babies that young? What's that say about the ones we're aborting, right? Huh? Oh, there's political connections everywhere. And so what you're going to see here is a heartbreaking video of this mother, young mother, pleading, somebody help me, as you're going to see her holding her little babies in the Riverside Hospital, Riverside Methodist Hospital. Here in Columbus, Ohio, did not raise one finger to try to save these two born alive preemie babies. It's amazing. It's gonna break your heart. Go ahead and play that, Jared. Sorry if you can't see.
Thank you for calling the compliance line for Ohio Health and its affiliates. If you're calling for a clinical ethics consultation.
On June 24th, 2017, Amanda entered Riverside Hospital in Columbus pregnant with twins. She had experienced bleeding and was concerned about the babies. Hospital staff informed Amanda if she delivered before 22 weeks and 5 days gestation, there would be no assessment or attempt to resuscitate her son. 3 days later, the boys were born at 22 weeks and 5 days. In spite of making it to 22 weeks, 5 days, Riverside staff told Amanda neonatal intensive care would make no attempt to aid the twins. Emery was born first. No hospital staff were present until after the birth. He landed on the edge of the bed. It's actual video. She's holding Emery.
You guys are gonna save him, right? Promise me. You're gonna save him.
Look at him, baby.
Look at him. Please save him.
Please save him.
Just hold him.
Emery lived 45 minutes. Hospital staff did not try to assist him. They let him die. Elliot was born second, was much larger than Emery. Here's the mother again. He's holding the baby. He's holding the baby, for those of you who can't see, holding this little premature baby. And everybody's standing around watching, and nobody's doing anything to help. Doctors. Mommy tried. Mommy tried, she says. Amanda was told the babies would be stillborn or breathe for a moment. Elliot not only breathed, he also cried for 2 hours and 30 minutes before dying while Riverside staff stood by and watched. They called the baby stillborn. The complaint was lodged with the hospital.
For Ohio Health.
This was their response.
The Ethics and Compliance Department has investigated and addressed the concern brought by the caller. If further incidents occur, please notify Compliance Line or local management. We consider this matter closed.
They stood by while Amanda's sons died. They denied her pleas for help. They considered the babies stillborn. According to the 2015 New England Journal of Medicine, babies born at 22 weeks have a greater likelihood of survival than previously thought. They show pictures of other premature babies who make it through life. According to the New England Journal of Medicine article, babies of 22 weeks have a greater likelihood of survival than previously thought if given help. Dr. Edwin Bell says 22 weeks should be the new marker. See, they're doing abortions at 22 weeks. Mm-hmm. Give the number to call. Call Riverside CEO David Baum. Demand apology for refusing to help keep Elliot and Emory alive, and demand they amend their policies to match modern science and good ethics to help babies born at 22 weeks. See, they are aborting babies at 22 weeks. They can't say they're viable. You understand? Yep.
I mean, don't people... How stupid... How stupid are we? How stupid... When you kill people nonstop for 50 years, you stop caring about life. And not only that...
Follows bloodshed. Yes, go ahead.
Not only that, you think about it. Everybody is so alone out there. Everybody's so alone. Why? Because we don't care. We don't care about life at all. Americans don't care about life at all.
Ours, we care about our own.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Care about our own. I'm going to open the door. Come on in here a minute. Anybody, I got something else. Back off this.
Every one of them SOBs that are standing around watching their babies die need to have a millstone hung on their neck.
Amazing. Wasn't it? Unbelievable.
That administrator is satanic. That's all I have to say.
Agreed.
Pastor standing in a pulpit that supports abortion at any point. Deserves to have a millstone hung around his neck.
Okay, Larry, let me show you something else. Let me piggyback off of this. Jared, we may have to go back to, let me go to my stuff here. Where is it? Jared, it says Mansfield. Click on Mansfield because I'm going to show you something here. There's a very strong pastors network in Mansfield, Ohio. Mansfield, Ohio is about 70 miles north of where I am right now. We'll leave it right there. This is a Daily Caller. This made national news just last week. Last Friday, in fact, I wanted to try to go up there and I couldn't go up there just because I had something else already planned. And the headlines on the Daily Caller says over 100 Ohio clergymen demand end to federal judiciary tyranny. Now, before I proceed, God bless these 106 pastors who finally took a stand, who signed a petition pushing back against judicial tyranny and religious liberty. God bless them. I am not being critical of them. God bless them. Everybody got that? God bless them for doing that.
Amen, okay? Brother.
God bless them. My question, scroll down here, Jared, because it was. We want to see what they did. A group of 106 clergymen sent an open letter to Ohio legislators urging them to stop judicial prejudice directed against citizens of faith and judiciary outreach. The group, which is the Richland Community Prayer Network, sent the May 20 letter to coincide with Christian commemoration of the Day of Pentecost. It's unconstitutional for non-elected federal judges to strike down state laws, especially with regard to religious liberty. The clergymen argued in the letter and objected to federal court rulings being interpreted as the law of the land. They cited an example, federal court Judge Timothy Black's March ruling, in which he struck down an Ohio law that outlawed aborting based solely for having Down syndrome, according to a press release. Why have a legislature when one elected judge can strike down any law that does not fit his political agenda? Unaccountable judges in the federal court system have suppressed the voices of freedom in our nation, starting with the people of religious conviction. Judicial supremacy has ultimately created a culture of dictatorship, said Reverend J.C. Church, who's the leader of this organization. Five of the clergymen also held a press conference on May 18, during which they read the letter and decried what the church called Down syndrome's genocide. Fusion Community Church Reverend Aaron Rose attended the press conference with his 10-year-old son, Caleb, who's Down syndrome. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Now, praise the Lord for these 106 pastors who signed a letter and sent a letter. Can somebody answer this question for me? Now what? The letter's been read. All right. They read the letter. Now what? Let me ask you this. Did Martin Luther King just write letters?
No. Will was enforced.
Wow. Huh. He didn't just write letters?
Absolutely not.
So thank God these guys wrote a letter. But what's the next step that needs to happen? Come on, folks. This isn't hard. Right. This isn't hard. What's the next thing that needs to happen? Then, first of all, they need to look at this video.
Start kick.
They need to look at that video that we just watched. And they ought to, every one of them, be on their face outside of Riverside Hospital or wherever, raising holy heaven. Why don't we?
Hey, Coach.
George.
I think what we're seeing here is even the heathen, and there's plenty of examples of this in history, have heart for their own. But you know what? People nowadays have the philosophy, my four and no more. And I think the guys have hit it on the head. Until we Christians ask God for his heart, for his passion for the lost and for others, we're not going to have it. Because it goes against our flesh. Living by the Spirit and wanting to help others goes against this world system. And most people, it's just there for and no more.
You know, I was looking, George, well said. I'm looking at the queue right now, the 27 people that are in here. John Brockhoff isn't one of them. And I wish he was in here. John Brockhoff is the guy who spent 7 years in jail for burning down an abortion clinic, two abortion clinics in Cincinnati. Nobody was hurt. He made sure nobody got hurt. He burnt the clinics down, spent 7 years in jail for having done it. Said the coach, no more babies died in those clinics. That's what John said. Made sure no one was injured. And you know what he said? You know what, John? I wish I had John on here. He said, Coach, those are Jesus' children. He says, those are just aren't babies being aborted. Those are God's children. My goodness. How do you answer that? Hey, maybe, I wonder if Jesus would have just written a letter to the Sanhedrin. I'm not being critical of those pastors. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not being critical. Thank God that they're awake and they wrote that. But at what point do we move beyond writing letters to, hey, we're on the streets, man. I'm sorry. We ain't living under this tyranny anymore. We're not going to do this. We ain't going to live like this, not anymore.
Hey, Roger.
Amen.
Hey, Roger, let me direct this next comment by you, not to you, but by you. You know, what's next? At the very minimum, lawsuits should be brought against those judges that make such egregious rulings. And lacking that, the historical use of impeachment in the United States, whether it be at the federal level or the state level, is overwhelmingly used against judges, not presidents and elected officials. It's used against judges to remove judges that make stupid, illegal, unconstitutional decisions. And for the past, I don't know, 60, 70, I guess it might have been almost 70 years since a judge has been impeached in the United States Congress. But before that, judges by a large margin were the greatest majority of positions that were impeached.
Well, Larry, listen, Larry, it's just a sign of the times. We're about out of here.
Dave. Oh, Coach, let me give you a sign of the time, a prophetic word coinciding with your warning that you opened with, something's coming. When we look at cataclysmic biblical events, first off, we understand that children not only are a blessing and an inheritance of the Lord, they are created in his image, just like Mark Harrington's, his theme is. And we understand it. And you know me, Coach, I'm there. I'm not just a man of words. I'm a man of action. But when I look at the Bible, when they slaughtered babies, the first article we see was with Moses. The deliverer came, and they went to kill that baby, Satan and that spirit. When Jesus showed up on the same scene, the same spirit came into Herod and go kill all them children. Kill them children. we see a cataclysmic event coming with the Lord himself. The earth is erupting. Why? Satan sees that. He knows his time is short. He's not just killing the male children. He's killing all children, brother. Let me tell you what. The Amen. Curtain's about to come down.
Amen. Roger, you going to say something?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to review over that case for the baby, and I may be heaping condemnation on myself, but we always have to be honest about our own lives. But, you know, we looked into that, and to protect attorney-client privilege, and we looked into what would be legal action, and you know, the word malpractice and hidden where the wallet is. Everything on that video that you saw, folks, is true. Everything. I've looked at all the medical records and everything. But for a small firm like me, take that case into court, and this is, I may be heaping coals on myself, and then the hospital pulling out their $600 an hour lawyers to defend themselves, it's almost impossible. So then you send them to some of the larger organizations, the Seculo or whatever, and 9 times out of 10, they don't take the case either because it's too difficult, too challenging, too costly. They pick and choose what they want.
Why?
That video is true. That video is true. That is exactly what happened. But I think the nail that was hit on the head is you can't save a baby at 22 weeks if you're going to allow them to be
aborted. Yes, you can.
No, that's right. That's the whole thing, man. It's all political, isn't it?
Right.
It's all political. Hey, see, listen, guys. Really, I'm serious here.
My brother had a baby at 22 weeks, and it's still alive.
There shouldn't be a battery of attorneys at Riverside Hospital. There should be a battery of pastors at Riverside Hospital, see? We've got it backwards again.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
The money should never be able to trump Trump. That's why I just threw that at that. Money should never be able
money,
to. No trump pun trump. Intended. Yeah.
That's right. George?
Coach, you know, doesn't the Constitution say we the people? It doesn't say we the person. We the people. And you know what? I was talking to Bill Darr about this yesterday at the abortion clinic. I said, you know, Bill, what's really sad is if I got 3 kegs of beer and pizza, I'd have everyone in my neighborhood show up. I'd have so many new best friends that it wouldn't even be funny, right? And yet, yesterday, we couldn't get over 10 people to go save babies out of a population area in Tulsa of about 1 million people. And you know what? Our Constitution isn't about we the person. It's about we the people waking up and taking control of our government.
That's well said, George. Hey, George, maybe take some beer and pizza to the abortion clinic. Maybe that's what you need to do. And have LeBron James show up. Beer, pizza, and LeBron. There'll be all kinds of people that'll come. Go ahead. Somebody try to jump in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, back in the Revolutionary War, there was only about 5 to 8% of the people that were actively on board about doing that. What's it going to take for us to get this?
I don't know. Some courage. Some courage. Loving not our own lives. We love ourselves too much. Everybody says, you know, it's all connected. It's all connected to fear. We love ourselves too much. We allow this stuff to go on because we don't want to pay the ultimate price that it might have to be paid to see it end. In my heart, that's where I am. I love myself too much. I love my life too much. Why would I? Yeah, that's bad, but if I go do that, geez, I'll end up in jail and I'll lose my house and it ain't going to matter anyway. And that's it.
Maybe Kanye West needs to tweet about it. How stupid is that? A vapid celebrity made celebrity, a star made celebrity. I don't even know how do you classify him. Who cares? Anyway,
we do care. Celebrities are everything. Yeah. Yes, Jared.
Coach. I think as Americans, the fact that we are Americans means that we are way deep down in Romans 1 from the beginning. All of us. Our consciences are so seared already because of our culture. If Romans 1 is like is like a spectrum of 0 to 100%, 100% being wicked. As an American being born in America in the age that we've been born, we're already at 70%, even if you think you're awesome. Okay? Yeah, so you have got to unplug, and you have got to... That, why do you think God says be separate? Jesus said, be ye separate. Why? So that you can start caring about children again, so that you can start caring about life again, because if you're watching the movies where they're killing 500 people in a movie, what do you think? How do you think you're going to think? You know? What do you think you're going to care about? You got to pull out. You got to stop doing the stuff. We got to, you know? And then you'll start caring about people again.
Amen.
How did we go from the 12 disciples who all died horrible deaths for the cause? And Paul's greatest work, one could argue, in prison, to where we are.
Best life now, brother. Best life now. But thank God. Thank God our forefathers didn't think like us. That's all I can say.
Did you say best wipe now? That toilet paper book binder right there, Coach? Is that what you said? Best wipe now?
If that's not what I said, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, real quick theological understanding. This is a pure, true understanding. God judges according to three types of measures. He judges us individually. I'm going to stand before God individually. God's going to judge the church. He says judgment's going to begin at the house of the Lord. And the third is he judges nations based on the laws those nations make. And when a nation makes wicked laws like this, the entire nation is judged. That's why you see Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going into the Babylonian or to the captivity, because they were part of the nation that made wicked laws. And so America... We're going to be church, even though we're separate from it. Stay holy. We're going to receive. We're going to be underneath that judgment.
Amen. Let me throw this one at you as we're winding down here today. What if the good old U.S. of A. and the Christian church in the good old U.S. of A. What if that was and is still God's plan for the world? And most of his church has bought into the idea that we're about to be raptured out of here. But really, God's plan is to continue to expand his kingdom through this body, his body that he created, this church that he created. And what if, as we're sitting around looking to the star, looking up for our redemption draws nigh, what if, as we're looking up to get out of here, God is separating here and now to further expand this thing called the kingdom of God? What if we are misreading the signs of the times? What if God is purging and purifying a holy church for greater work here and now?
Good point.
I pray we're not missing it. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.